Youth Express is happy to present 7-year-old Xander Morrison. He is a rising second grader at Howe Elementary School in Mount Lebanon. Here is Xander Morrison. Nicely done. And we're going to talk with Xander right now as Hafsa gets ready to take to the keyboard. And Xander, what was the, a lot of people recognized it, I think, but what was the name of what you just played?
Taco Bell Canon in NC.
And do you know somebody named Avery by any chance?
Yes.
Somebody named Avery wrote and said, congratulations on your big debut. Keep up the great work. And Avery said that, who is Avery?
When I was in school, I used to walk with her.
Well, how nice of her to send a message to you like that. You also, I'm not sure, we have Karen and Thomas Duffy, do you know them?
No.
Okay. That's for, that message is for Heather. Some of these messages, this one I know is for you. It's from Chris and Trisha. Who are they?
One's my uncle and one's my
aunt, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, it says right here, Uncle Chris and Trisha. I didn't even have to ask you. Beautiful job, Xander. So nice to hear you on the radio. And Mom, Dad, and Zoe also sent you a note. Oh, and so did, I think it says Haven or Haven?
Yes, it's Haven.
Haven says, congrats, Xander. I'm so proud of you. You've got a lot of fans out there that are sending notes to you. And Grammy and PPAP says how great to be able to share your talent with everyone. We're proud of you. They are out in Denora, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So I understand you like outer space a lot. Mm-hmm. How do you learn about it and what do you do to enjoy outer space?
I just have a lot of books on it, so I just usually read a lot of it.
That sounds like fun. Do you have a telescope?
I used to.
What happened to it? Is it?
I don't know. It's probably just somewhere in my room. Yeah.
You probably have a lot of things to look at. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening in addition to all the folks we just mentioned?
No, thank you.
Who's your teacher?
Miss Kimball.
Well, excellent. I'm so glad. And is Miss Kimball your teacher for piano?
Oh, no, Miss Anya.
Miss Anya, okay, who's here too? Miss Kimball's your teacher at school?
Yes.
Well, great. Well, here comes. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you.
You did a great job. Next up, we have Hafsa. She's 13, a rising eighth grader at Swickley Academy. She lives in Pine Richland, and she has a Chopin piece for us. This is Hafsa Shahzad. Was beautifully done, and Heather is going to get ready to play, and as she gets ready, we're going to talk with Hafsa Shahzad as part of Youth Express today with the Center for Young Musicians. Hello.
Hi.
What was the piece that you played?
I played Nocturne by Chopin.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, and you sounded great. I understand you just finished 7th grade and that you've been playing piano for 7 years. That's a long time. What do you like about playing?
I like like playing piano because it really relaxes me, and I feel like it's really something that I really like to do.
Now, I've been given some notes about you, and it says you like doing, is it Zentangle?
Yeah.
Drawings? I have no idea what that is. Can you tell?
It's kind of like drawings where that's not really something particular you're supposed to draw. It's something that once you imagine it, you can just draw it in any way you like. And I took a camp last summer, and I was really skeptical about it at first, but I ended up really, really enjoying it. My mom, she got me a book of Zentangle designs, but I wasn't really fond of them, so I came up with my own designs, and that's what I usually use.
So what do you just sort of draw freeform, or how do you do it?
I usually like to draw a shape or a drawing, just the outline, and then I like to draw Zentangle inside of that.
And what is a Zentangle?
It's just random drawings, any designs that you want to put anywhere. There's no right or wrong to it.
And what do you use to draw it? Anything?
I use Sharpies, like the thin ones, and I also use something like these really thin pens meant for Zentangling or really intricate drawings.
I'm going to have to learn more about that. Do you have any hellos you'd like to say to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hi to my friends from Sunday school. I think they're listening. I sent them the link. They said they would. If they're listening, I want to say hi. And I also want to say hi to my parents who are outside.
Great. And you can let us know you're listening or pass along comments at 412-200-5975 by text. 412-200-5975. Or go to slbradio.org and use our instant input feature. We do have a note from Muhammad. Muhammad says, so proud of you, love you, daddy.
Yeah.
I suspect you know you do that. All of those things, in fact. Uzma, mommy, says, love you, sweetheart. So proud of you. And we'll check. I think those are the messages we have that have come in thus far. Now, it's going to be just a little different. We're going to go to a contemporary song now, so contemporary that it was written by the person who's behind the piano right now. She is a rising 11th grader, 16 years of age, at Shadyside Academy. She lives in Fox Chapel, and her name is Heather Raphael.
Give me the chance.
together Raphael, who we'll meet in just a moment. And stay right where you are. We're going to talk with you before you play. That's I'm talking to Gabriel right now, or Gubby, as he's known. We'll talk to you before you play. Heather, that was absolutely gorgeous. You have a beautiful voice. I don't want to get too personal. Did you write that song with a specific situation in mind?
I guess what I do whenever I write my songs, I kind of take from like a situation I'm in, but then I'll also pull from just kind of my imagination and just see where it takes me. So
yeah, it's really a very emotional song and a very honest song, I guess is the word. It seems so honest listening to it. When did you start writing songs?
About a month ago.
You're kidding. You sound great. What got you interested in doing that?
I just started randomly. Like, I was singing some songs and playing them, and then my piano teacher, Miss Sonia, suggested that I try to write some songs, and originally I told her I couldn't. But then I just kind of sat down one day and wrote a few songs, and yeah.
I think that's great, and I admire you for playing your own songs that you've written as opposed to covers, you know, from other groups. That's fine too, but I think it takes a lot of talent and courage to play songs that you've written. You did have a message. It looks like it's from, do you know anybody in Chicago? Maybe
yeah.
Mary Ellen and Uncle Rob,
yes.
Aunt and Uncle. They sent a note that says, Heather, you're a beautiful girl making beautiful music. Bravo. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
Just anybody listening right now. I don't really know who's listening, but I guess.
Everybody. The whole world is listening to you right now. Well, great. I hope it'd be great to have you back to just do a songwriter set sometime, seriously, when you're ready.
Okay.
Our Youth Express segment continues, and we're going to talk to Gubby now. His name is Gabriel Goetz. Will your parents be mad if I say Gubby, or is that okay?
That was fine.
By the way, if you want to pass along any notes to any of our players today, text us at 412-200-5975. You're a rising sixth grader at Marshall Elementary in Wexford, and I understand you're in the Boy Scouts.
Yep.
What rank are you now?
I just started about maybe 3 or 4 months ago, so I'm still the first rank, but I'm supposed to be rising soon to a next rank, which is tenderfoot, I think.
I think that's right. It's been a long time for me. What do you like about – have you been in it long enough to like some things that you're doing?
Yeah, we always get to do all these fun activities. Like, we get to go camping, and just the journey is fun.
That's great. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I want to shout out to my friends Wyatt Corville, Jack Signetti, Jason Pierce, Michael Wansettler. If and hopefully they're listening, so.
Great. Well, if they're not listening at this very moment, they'll hear it on demand at youthexpress.org and neighborhoodvoices.org. What are you going to play this morning?
It's a valse by Chopin.
Excellent. We'll let you get ready right now. And I want to thank the Center for Young Musicians for being here today, and their instructor, Sonia. Also, Leah, for helping to coordinate everything. Echo Valley is going to be coming up with bluegrass music in about 5 or 10 minutes. I will check if there are any additional comments or emails coming in, and I'll make sure to share them with our players this morning. So now the last of our four, with thanks to Xander, Hafsa, and Heather as well, here is Gubby Goetz.
Music.
beautifully done. That is Gabby Goetz from Wexford Marshall Elementary School with a couple messages coming in. Your friend in Charlotte, Jason, wrote, is Jason somebody who used to live in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he moved a year ago.
I'm glad you're keeping in touch through the radio. He says, awesome job, Gabby. And you're amazingly talented, Gabby. Way to go from Patrick and Owen. Who are they?
Yeah, they live close by.
Also your age?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you all for being here today from the Center for Young Musicians.